So there's like no strip clubs in Kentucky. And in South Africa, we go to a Kentucky for breasts and thighs. Nominated for Viewer's Choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Best New International Comer.
Yes.
International Comer. Best New International Act.
What would you say is the best way for them to crack in? Because everybody's trying to get to America, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to Africa.
For real?
They trying to get over here. We need to switch places, goddamn. I want to get up out of here, man. Shit, man.
The stage was a bit weird for you, but you killed it nonetheless.
Yeah, I had no choice because of everywhere I go, I have to make sure that people they must ask who's that bitch or beautiful lady or wow. That goat or whatever. I want people to ask who's that person.
So I think it's also we have to be teachable. We have to listen. That's why I said listening to the younger generations, where they go, where they platform. And in the musical space, we have to, in the creative space, we have to listen to the market. Mm. The market dictates where we need to go.
Yeah.
Yes, Kuma Stars, La Hollywood Star, Walk of Fame, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock,
in the building.
The Rock's in the building, who this be, Vince McMahon,
The Rock's boss.
Yeah, we're wrestling out there. I am wrestling with this one, Stubborn.
Indaba ribene, ladies and gentlemen, we're still coming at you live from Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, LA, California.
So Pendukas, yeah. Ghost ladies. Yeah. How nice of you to join us, Ghost Lady. Yeah?
Oh, finally.
How was your flight and everything?
Oh, it was long. It was long. Okay, Konje, you guys, you arrived before us.
Yeah.
So we went via the Amsterdam route. We were flying, we flew there 11 hours and another 11 hours straight to LA. That was just brutal.
Nah.
The worst you could ever do in your life. But it was because of our CEO who loves Amsterdam and decided to make this first trip just to have a 1 hour layover and breathe some Amsterdam air.
Yeah.
That was it.
But was it worth it since you've been in LA?
You know what? It's been worth it. I love it. It's been so, like, it's my first time in America.
Yeah.
So, like, unlike you guys, you've been complaining about you because you guys have gone to the other cities and have not like really enjoyed them that much. And then now we finally get this side and it's like so amazing and we love it.
Mm.
So it's like we've got the best first experience.
Oh, yeah. It's not really complaining. I mean,
I didn't complain about Miami, man.
Miami was amazing.
Is it?
I just feel like as soon as I walked in here, I felt at home. Like, I was like, I could live here, man.
What made it feel like home?
I don't know, man. It's like chilled. It's very easygoing. Everything works as usual in America. It's just a nice, chilled atmosphere.
Nice.
Whereas, like, New York is just like, I feel like it's an asylum for, like, crazy people, man. It's just madness there.
Yeah, everybody's shouting at everyone in New York.
People are walking for no reason.
They've got snakes. Some are naked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people. It's just weirdos, man.
You've seen so naked people?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Let's just see. And even, like, what I like about America is even, like, Inglayoqoka, right? As much as it, back home would say maybe it's a disrespectful manner. Like, girls just walk around showing ass. And I like the fact that the space is safe enough for people to feel
to
like
do
they
that.
Can do that. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm off mic. I mean, the mic is with you. But yeah, that's what I like about it. The fact that the environment is safe enough, you know, for people to wear however they want to wear. There's some ways I'm like, that's weird. But the fact that people allow it, it's a freedom of expression and it's allowed. You've got the
Would you
the
live
area.
Here though? Would you live in LA?
No.
For real?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't feel the vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for me, I don't connect with it.
Yeah.
It's weird to say why not. I just don't connect with it. Like, when you get there, you see the things. You're like, I'm at home. Now, I don't get that sense. It's a beautiful place, though.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Is there another city, though, that you feel like, are you
doing? I've only been to two. At first, I thought I would do New York, but I realized maybe bengbulaywa excitement. excitement, don't feel like, New York, I want to live here. But I realized
Hill for New York.
That's why.
Yeah, it's literally, I think for a lot of people, you're right though. I think for a lot of people who've been to Hillbro in the 80s when it was still buzzing and a lot of things worked.
Mm.
You know, in Hillbro, like there's that Telkom Tower.
Yes.
Yeah. So that tower had a revolving restaurant, for example.
Ooh.
And none of us have been to a revolving restaurant in South Africa.
Never.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's a restaurant where the floor is spinning, right?
Mm.
So maybe if you're up on one, we are, by the time it's two, you're on the other side of the room.
Wait,
the floor.
At the tower?
Yeah. I've heard of
way,
that, actually.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's still around, like now?
No.
No, that's the point I'm trying to get to.
Oh.
So it's Hillbro in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything works. It's safe. Mm. It's expensive. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, aksu wonke wonke. You know, Hillbro guys would talk about getting to a Milky Lane at 2 a.m. to buy ice cream, going to Fontana and get a fresh steak and a burger at 3 a.m.
Mm.
when things were still functioning, you know what I mean? And then you've got kids coming from vet who are studying, who live up at High Point, and it's vibrant, it's buzzing. Now, DJ Fresh, La Pau, Yafiga, Figa, South Africa, there's Osquito selling burgers. Things are happening. It's You know what I mean? And that, you get that the sense, like how people talk about Hillbro and having been there. And there's so many buildings which used to be like 5-star hotels where the British family has lived in when they were here.
Oh, wow.
You know, like the Carlton.
This is Joburg
CBD. Yeah, this is Joburg now CBD. Carlton Center. Yeah. There's a hotel next to it called the Carlton Hotel.
Okay.
If you've been to a couple of malls in SA, but Rosebank, for example, like when you walk a Passagini from Checkers or the floor above at Checkers, there's a hotel that's connected to Rosebank, 54 on Bath.
Yeah.
5-star hotel, right next to Rosebank, the zone. That was there in Carlton Center. So the Carlton Hotel was connected to the mall. And it was like marble floors and stuff.
Mm.
And this is the shit that was happening there. Mm. And my problem is, when that was happening in Hillbro, New York was New York then.
Mm.
And they've maintained it till today.
Yeah.
And all our towns, which could have been that, a lot of them, especially Joburg, have dilapidated. You didn't even know there was a rotating.
Nah, I didn't, bro.
Dude, there was
and
so
it
many
dope, bro.
There were so many dope things in Joburg. Yes, the fucked up thing was they were reserved for whites.
Yeah.
But there were so many dope, like fucking cool things in Johannesburg. And you're like, oh shit. Oh, there was an ice rink here. Like, yeah, there was this here. Like, yeah, there was. Mm. Oh fuck. It's mind blowing, bro.
So the craziest thing is last night, me and Shots were looking for a strip club.
Yeah.
So we found one.
Okay.
We found a strip club.
Yeah.
But they don't sell alcohol.
Whoa.
So
what
we turned back. Like, they don't
so
sell alcohol.
So you look at bums.
That's it.
Bums sober.
Yeah. So we turned back like, no fucking ways. What are we going to do in there?
Why?
Nah, I mean, I think they were trying to get rid of you guys. Like,
no,
there's no way.
It's a law here in LA.
A law?
Yeah, the strip clubs. So what happens is if the strip club, the ladies are fully nude, they're not allowed to sell alcohol. But if they're topless, they can sell alcohol.
Oh.
So not fully nude.
Hence, what's that restaurant where they sell? It's not, isn't it where they sell like topless, the ladies?
Teasers.
Not teasers, like it's a franchise, man.
I know which one you're talking about.
Hooters.
Yes.
They show tits, right?
No, but even if you watch like American movies, they're always like at strip clubs and stuff. But the ladies must check are never fully nude. They're topless.
So why do you think they stop you from drinking if they're fully nude?
I don't know. That's what we were trying to find out from the Uber driver. Hey, remember, Shots, we asked the same question.
And what did he say?
Maybe to not behave out of character or something.
Yeah, I think maybe something like when... Safety, yeah. She said safety.
So when you're drunk, you're going to be out of line?
Probably.
No, man, I don't care. We need to go to the real America. I've seen fucking nude girls and niggas with Hennessy's pouring on her while she's dancing and shaking bums on stage. Like on YouTube and American.
They're not fully nude. When you're fully nude, they'll shut down. They'll revoke their license. It's not allowed. It's a law.
But it's America. They birthed the strip club culture. How is it that we introduce alcohol to it?
Not in this state. Like in Las Vegas, obviously, yeah. Las Vegas, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. So not the whole
America.
USA.
No. LA.
Oh, just so, here. Oh, okay.
So merungenu tagiwe. Merungenu tagiwe and hope ukuthi like, yeah. And then, that's fucked up. Nah. No wonder I asked you guys, hey, because you sent a picture that you outside the script club.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I want to come. And you didn't say shit. Because you guys got bounced. Well, technically.
Yeah.
Because you're bouncing a South African when you're telling a person from Zanzi that no alcohol is allowed in the fucking strip
bro,
club.
Bro, am I correct? You from America, bro?
Yo, Corey.
Am I lying or am I?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, you from the Bronx? So there's no such thing in the Bronx?
That's New York.
Yeah, you see?
Hi, boy.
Yeah.
A lot of states won't even let you probably
get fully
naked.
Exactly.
Whoa. Wait, is the law that you can't be fully naked and have liquor? Or, so wait, does that mean like in a domestic environment? Or is that like for strip clubs only?
We're
like
about
the
strip
nudity.
Yeah, can you grab
the
mic
liquor
there, Corey? So I chill.
Yeah,
hear
Corey,
you,
man, we're very curious about this thing you guys are living here.
Yeah. Yeah, just turn it on there so our chillers can hear you, man. We got Sean Carter Curry here.
Yeah, Sean Corey Carter. Jay-Z's namesake, Corey. Podcast studio manager.
Yeah. They were having podcast production wars before we started recording.
Oh, yeah. Sean. Corey and Tawang were fighting. Like, hey, man. Yeah, like, yo, how many frames per second, though? Like, yo. Like, hey, man. Hey, frames and shit. Like, yo, man, these pixels. They were having pixel wars.
Pixel wars.
Yo, man, fuck them pixels, dog. These frames. Now go in tighter. No kidding. I want you to go in tighter. Go in tighter on that angle. Like, no, nigga, I can't get any more tighter. It's too tight an angle. Yo, bro, I told you, man. This is for exposure. We're doing it for exposure. Fuck exposure, nigga. Exposure don't pay my bills. Well, if you got exposure in the shot, your bills won't get paid. And they were fighting, dog. Eh? The cameraman, like, this dude ain't big enough for the both of us, nigga. Hey, now we're talking about what did it now? He's fighting with the fucking camera manager here.
And Simpi only could say, hey, my man, walk it up.
Yeah, Simpi was like, I'm walking him, niggly sound. Yo, yeah, the sound. And you tell my camera right, me, like, I'm so worried.
Yeah, you're saying, Corey.
Yo, Corey, go ahead, man.
What? Okay, what am I going ahead about? Sorry, I missed a. That was funny. Your boy is
yeah, man.
We're asking about the strip club laws and stuff.
Culture and laws, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so strip club, I mean, America's real big. And, like, a lot of it's real conservative. So the Midwest, like, the South, all that, like, Dakotas, Illinois, Kentucky, some of them don't even have strip clubs. Some of them don't have fully nude strip clubs. And I don't think there's any state where you can be fully nude and they serve alcohol. Maybe Vegas.
Yeah, maybe Vegas.
Whoa. Maybe in Vegas.
Yeah.
At a strip club.
It's crazy.
So there's like no strip clubs in Kentucky. And in South Africa, we go to a Kentucky for breasts and thighs.
I can't see.
Oh, fuck, that's some weird shit, dog.
Ghosty, have you seen anything where you like, no, here, America, here.
Scam.
Yeah, they were scamming us here. They were shy, la.
I think for me, it's been looking at people just look on the streets, and you're looking very kind of depressed, unhappy, even kind of like, you know, there's like, you know, you can see people are not mentally okay, you know? So it's like, because of this thing of like, oh, America is so amazing. It's nice to live here. But there's a lot of people who are just lonely. And obviously it's very expensive. And you can, like, even just the homelessness is just bizarre. Like,
yeah, it's
there's
crazy.
A lot
Jeez.
Of people. Yeah. So it's just like, that's where you just feel disconnected. And then also just about people abanabuntu, you know, the greeting is just non-existent. Mm. So those are the things where you're like, it's not as fun, hey?
But let's be honest, right? In South Africa, where are you most likely to find the most homelessness?
Obviously, the big cities.
Where are you most likely to find people ain't got fucking time to talk to you and you say, hi, Gunjani, and talk about the weather randomly?
The big cities.
Where are you going to find people lonely, depressed, maybe on a Christmas or on a holiday because they've come from Emakhaya to come hustle?
And they don't have anyone around?
In the big cities. Yeah. So you get to a city like New York, it's like the biggest of... It's the big brother of big cities. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So it makes sense why you'll find that all these things are there. Especially we're from South Africa. And we're like, yo, ya turala. But turala ngitwa na mantabala. You know what I mean? Like, so a lot of them will leave home to try and make it in Hollywood, in L.A., or in New York, and you fail dismally, and there's that pride of going back home or struggling out here. Isn't that the case? I don't know if it's... The last time I heard, I don't know if this is true.
Yeah.
Remember Manka Mtembo, Kanye Mbao's ex-husband, the one who she convinced to blow all the money that
he had.
Yeah. Apparently, like, he got scammed. Like, Mosokseli, the last few millions, some company in New York, and then he came here and then ended up just being here. That's the word in the street, which is believable, because sometimes you come to the big city and you don't want to go home because of the pride.
So what are you saying? Manda's in a lost room somewhere around here.
No, the word on the street was that.
No way.
The word on the street was that. And this is not like you'll hear someone say this and that, then you try to go to the embassy. But the embassy does not have responsibility to send people back home.
Yeah.
Any embassies anywhere in the world. But that's what I heard, word on the street, last time I did my personal research.
For me, the East Coast, West Coast beef, like the Park and Biggie thing, I feel like it was a scam because they're so far apart, bro. Like, it's like another world. It's like another country, that side. So imagine...
Imagine
if, like, let's say it was Africa, it would be like us beefing with someone from Kenya.
Or Egypt. That came was too close.
Yeah.
But the beef made it feel like it was just next door, bro. Oh.
Yeah, and the flights are 6 hours apart.
Yeah.
Right? New York, where Big is from.
When you think about the beef, you think Tupac is here, and then you miss a block, and then there's Biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But with a lot of things, because America is like a continent.
Actually.
Right? Because... Mm.
Yeah, it's massive, bro.
It's massive. Like, 6 hour flight. So I come here, flew via Kenya. That's a 4 hour flight.
Yeah.
From Joburg to Kenya. But from New Jersey, which is like next to New York, to here is 6 hours. So you can imagine it's a longer flight within this country than it is to go to Kenya from Joburg.
Yeah.
So that's how far apart these places are. And it's one thing we don't fathom a lot of times. We always think it's like, it's just everything is like right here. And that makes sense then with the culture differences all over America. Yeah. So being in different countries.
But I won't lie, guys. I'm starting to miss home now. Hey. We're having the time of our lives here. Yeah? I won't lie, but yeah, I'm starting to miss home, man.
The
food.
What I feel like we were scammed in America about was the woman, most important. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the woman is the biggest scam. You know when you asked you what you felt like you were scammed by in America? For me, it's the woman.
Yeah, I haven't seen a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I haven't seen a 10.
Mm. Oh, what guys?
Mm, no.
Have you? Women.
Have you?
A 10. A woman was a 10.
Pretty girls.
Wow, where?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe it's the same certain. Okay, Gonjani, Nesbeck, SCZ. All right, yeah.
You've seen pretty girls here?
Yeah, there's beautiful girls.
Have you seen pretty girls here?
Nah, they're all doodoo, man.
10 out of 10.
Doodoo, like poo. Not you. Not doodoo. Doodoo.
You've seen a 10?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're shell is all. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Ushile. Shout out, you represented us.
She's cooking.
Hey, she's cooking, man. All the niggas were scared to step in the kitchen. The girl you were with was like one of the first.
I don't think they were scared.
She was pretty.
The girls were just saying, no. Any guys.
Nishalile. But that's where the real mental and skill of Ukshela gets tested.
Yeah.
Nina Chole, Ukuka, my podcast tours. Now, my celebrity, now my VIP. It's a different story here, man. Different ballgame. It's a true away game. It's an away game.
What do you keep on saying, brother? No fame, what? Game, what?
Yeah, you guys don't have game. Yeah, Nigamachila. Yeah, that's the problem. They got a rude awakening thinking he's a American girl. We got work in the morning. What did a girl say? They went to some American chick like, we got work in the morning. Oh, sorry, we got work in the morning. We got work. We got bills to pay. We got work in the morning. And he's trying to give them this work. Like, yeah. These are not chillas, boy. You can't say in that. And it's here again. All right.
So we've only booked 30 minutes in Corey's studio.
Oh, shit, Corey.
You don't want him to chase us out.
Exactly.
Oh, Corey will chase us out, man. Like, yo, bro. Even this fucking bit frame rate of yours is fucked up. Get the fuck out of my studio, bro.
Last night we were at the BET International Nominees Party.
Yeah. Yes.
We got to speak to Papoose.
Yes.
Oh, Paps!
Yeah. There's an incident where a question we asked him during the interview. Okay. But it was very short, like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a quick in and out with him.
Yeah, and then after the interview, he grabs me and Saul to the side. He's like, yo, man, can you guys remove that part at the end?
Wow.
The whole time we're like, yeah. As soon as he leaves, Saul's like, I want you,
Hey, we asked him a question, man. We're going to put it in there. You know where to find us, bro. It's fine.
We also spoke to Makhadzi.
Makhadzi.
Oh, Khadzi. Yeah.
As we're recording this, we don't know if she's going to win or not, but we did pray for her to win.
Yes.
Hopefully the prayer worked. Hopefully she comes back home. That's my home girl,
we
man.
Trust
like,
yeah, bro. Yo, man.
It'll Khadzi, be so iconic, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, nominated for... Viewer's Choice.
Yeah.
Best New International Comer.
Yes.
International Comer.
X.
Best New International X. International Comer. Sounds like an OnlyFans girl who goes around countries recording content. Yeah, Best New International X, Viewer's Choice.
Yeah. And then we spoke to Monday Twala, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Vice President, Senior Vice President of
Paramount.
Yeah.
The big boss at BET Africa.
Yeah, so he's the reason why we're here. Shout out to Paramount. Shout out to BET.
Shout out Monday Ski.
Shout out to Monday. That was really profound. I really hope the chillers, enjoy that.
Enjoy that conversation.
When we're here, bro, we're just trying to see, extract as much info as we can for people at home who want to come this side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's so much opportunity and there's no reason why you can't, bro.
Exactly.
And there's no reason at all why you can't. I think what we're doing is Black Coffee, where he is now, there was a point in his career he had to leave SA.
Yeah.
And go and grind abroad without maybe knowing what you're going to get, the comforts of what he enjoys locally. Because otherwise he could have just chilled in SA and become another big DJ in SA, but now he's a global DJ.
Who's disrespecting Oskido,
Black Coffee!
No, another artist in SA just...
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, he thinks he's so big now that he can, because Oskido's playing after him or something.
Yeah,
true. But we're out here, and one day there'll be podcasters just realizing, we can go to the US, we can... go and try cover the BTs, the EMAs, the Grammys, etc. And it's what we're doing here. And it's so fascinating, just because we're the guinea pigs,
Yeah.
Just trying things on the ground, seeing what works, what doesn't work, the reception, etc. But if we've been here 5 times, it'll make it easier for the other guys when they come one day.
Yeah, trying new studios like the past... previous Monday episode, the studio had.
Hey,
chillers were having us.
Four room. But they weren't bored though. We had a great time. I saw some chillers saying they really enjoyed it.
I liked it as well.
It was so
raw. It was nostalgic. Yeah.
And it's like, can you make it work without the vices, without maybe a black studio that you're familiar with, without a ghost lady, without all your limbs there, can you still make it work? You know what I mean? Yeah, I really had fun enjoying that, man. As interesting as it was.
All right, cool. So we're going to check those out, those interviews. Those are coming up next.
Papoose, and then,
what am I leaving out? Botswana, yes. We're in Botswana.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, we're international.
Yes.
Friday the 12th.
It's of international. July. What do you mean? Friday. Botswana's international. Yeah.
So 12th of July, right? It is. Make sure you get your tickets. We're out in Botswana as soon as we get back. 12th of July.
Where they allow alcohol in strip clubs.
Yeah.
Does Botswana have a strip club? We've never
been to a strip club. We'll check it out.
I don't think Botswana has got a... Does Botswana...
Comment if there's a strip club in Botswana. Man, we'll check it out when you're there, bro.
Yeah. Hey.
Ghost Lady, wrap it up. What do you want to say?
Is this the only shoot we're going to be doing this side?
Yeah, I think because we're leaving this week.
Yeah.
Shooting, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why are you asking that?
No, because I thought we were still going to expand on just our time this side.
Yeah, but we can do that at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
We can do that at home.
That's been good.
Yeah,
it's
She's dressed to experience America today. I've got a sense when I,
I'm having fun. Today is the day. Time of my life.
Today is the day she wants to, and then come back with more.
Let's get some more content.
With more content.
Of course.
What are we going to do today? Since there's no...
Going to the brunch.
Allow alcohol. Oh, yeah. We're going
to the brunch. There's an African... I'm a piano brunch, ne? Mansion party,
Wait. Is it piano or just beats?
It's an African thing. So it's Afro beats. I'm a piano. We're going to a mansion party.
Oh, and then
Ray J has also got a mansion party later as well.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Ray J.
Ray J. Mm, he's going to host us, You met Common, bro.
I met Common.
Did you?
Yeah, the rapper.
Hello,
I'm in Common. So we're leaving the media room where there's artists and media houses, radio stations interviewing podcasts, etc. And then we're leaving. So I'm like, hey, come on. You know, he's like, hey, man, who's this guy? You know. So I'm like, I'm from South Africa. It's like, cool. And then now, I'm on a gang nagi. So I had to start rapping one of his songs for him to get a picture with him. So I'm like, fuck, which Common song? I'm like, hey, man, Water for Chocolate is a classic. He's like, Then I'm like, there are times when you need someone. I will be back. I never met a love like this. Keep your phone. Now he's starting to get in the vibe. And the security guards are just letting him go.
Oh, nice.
And at this point, everybody's watching Saul rap to Common, and Common's waiting for Saul to stop rapping, but Saul's going on and on.
Till I'm the lyrics right now. Now it's like, he wants me to rap the whole thing. I'm like, nah, shit, nigga. It's a rap. Let's take this picture. Yeah. But yo, bro, Common, dog. I'm so starstruck, man. Yo, bro.
Legend.
Common, man.
Legend.
Fucking legend.
Dog. All right, cool, man. So here comes Papoose, Makhadzi, and Monde Twala. Indaba Rimini, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming at you live from LA at the BT Awards.
Yeah.
Chilling with the legendary Papoose in the building.
The real king of New York,
What's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
Nah, I'm feeling good, man. Thank you so much for your time, bro. But what brings you guys here, man?
Thanks for having me. Oh, man, first and foremost, we celebrating today. My brother right here to the right of me, you know what I'm saying? And my other brother right here. Mm-hmm. So today he just released his single. Featuring DeVito, produced by super producer Sean 2 Miles.
Wow,
it's on Wim Records. Wow.
Come on, you know what's up, man.
It's Wim Records. We celebrating today, man. This is his single right here today, and he's doing amazing on all digital platforms.
Yeah,
shout to the entire Sierra Leone. That's where he's from.
Oh wow,
and we feeling good today. It's a movement you need to be in tune with, brother.
And how does the relationship with you guys start? Like, is he your artist or what's, what's the plan?
This is my brother. So as you know, I'm the head of hip hop at TuneCore. One of the greatest distributors of music in the world. So I'm also a part of Wim Records, and he's an artist on Wim Records.
Yeah.
So it's a family, it's a brotherhood.
Nice, man. And how did you find him? How did you discover him?
Oh, man, I met him through my brother Sean 2 Miles and the whole Wim Records movement. Yeah. So he just happened to, they locked in together. Like I said, he's an artist on Wim Records.
Yeah.
And I'm an executive at Wim Records and an executive at TuneCore. So
nice, man.
We just like talented brothers who dedicated to their craft.
Yeah.
Like this brother right here.
So we got a lot of talented brothers, especially in SA and Africa as a whole.
Right.
A lot of guys that look up to you, you know, what you did in the game. What would you say is the best way for them to crack in? Because everybody's trying to get to America, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to Africa.
For real?
They trying to get over here. We need to switch places, goddamn. I want to get up out of here, man. Shit, man.
What would you say is the key, man? Like, what advice can you give the kids out there?
I would say, you know, it might sound corny, but believe in yourself, man, because it starts with you. And, you know, a lot of the times we want people to support us. Yo, I need support. I need support. But if you really pay attention, when people see you growing and having success on your own, then they want to be a part of it.
Wow.
They want to be a part of what you're doing. But you got to lead by example. And, you know, just, you know, always asking for help instead of just taking the lead, man. Lead by example. Believe in yourself. Be persistent and consistent. Never let nobody tell you what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
And it starts with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta take it serious, man. Like, I take this thing serious. I don't play with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, take it serious. If this is something you want to do, make sure you take it serious. Don't play around because, you know, it's always going to be somebody out there who's going to take your spot if you're not.
I love that, man. And Emerson, for you, you're from Africa. You're in the Big Apple. Oh, no, it's not the Big Apple, eh? LA is the what?
I don't know, man.
That's New York. That's New York. Shout out to New York City. That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from, man. You got it right. You got it right, gang.
But you made it in America, man. What's the journey like for you, and what advice do you have for African kids, you know?
It's been crazy, you know. But all I would say is believe in yourself, just like Pop said, you know, takes dedication, you know. Yeah. And I mean, it's great. It's not easy. The industry is very crazy. But believe in yourself.
Believe
in your craft. Yeah.
How did your collaboration come about with Davido, bro?
You know, I got Win Records by my back. You know? I'm just chilling. You know, I just got a phone call.
That's a great thing that he's humble, man.
I wanted to find out because we don't have much time with you, Papoose. But what's your relationship like with Africa? What do you know? Have you ever been to Africa?
You know something? I've never been to Africa, man. Wow. But I'm going this year for the first time.
Oh wow!
I'm so excited.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Sierra Leone.
Oh, nice, nice.
Sierra Leone. I was supposed to go to Nigeria for DeVito's wedding, but something happened at the last minute. It didn't work out. But congratulations to him and his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I will be going to Sierra Leone this year, though. Yeah. And I want to go to Africa so bad, man. Because, you know, being here in America, I feel like us being from Africa, first and foremost, everyone comes from Africa. That's where the first man ever walked.
100%.
That's the motherland, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like the different remedies will work better for us. You know, when you're sick and you're here in America, so much of this food is processed. But when being from Africa, I just feel like I would blend better with my people. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
I just can't wait to get there to enjoy the environment and see what it's like. Yeah. I heard so many stories.
Yeah. Are you still spitting? Like,
I love it. I love it, though. I love to see the wild shit, though, from Africa. It's crazy.
It's crazy, man. You must come to SA, man. We'll share a good time, bro.
Of course I'm still spitting, man. You kidding me?
Yeah, for real? I love your freestyles. The freestyles are flex,
man.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Oof, which one?
You got so many. Yeah, man. These freestyles are insane.
Freestyle God, bro.
Before you go, Spinduka, you got a question?
Yeah, man. Like, so you as head of hip-hop at TuneCore, what does that look like? What have you done since you got into that position, and what's your responsibilities there? Because I mean, TuneCore, it's a distributor that even, you know, locally in South Africa, you know, everybody has got TuneCore access to it. So as head of hip hop, what does that look like?
Well, I just want to, you know, coming up as an artist, I know what it's like. I know how hard it is. So when I became head of hip hop at TuneCore, one of the things I wanted to do was make it easier for the artists. And I work for the artists. I always put the artists first. You know, sometimes when artists release music, you know, you always want to get in a position when you want to release your music. But I wanted to make that easier for the artists. So since I have the relationships with different digital platforms, relationships with different DJs, relationships with attorneys, accountants, and so many people in the music business, I wanted to make that journey easier and introduce them to the artists. So what we do is every 90 days at the office, we do this event where we have, you know, a selected handful of artists come in, and I bring in all those people I just mentioned in the industry, and we showcase their music. Because sometimes when they release music, they still got to struggle to get it in the right position so the world can hear it. So I like to make that journey shorter. I've been doing things like that. I've been schooling a lot of artists, you know, the do's and don'ts, so they don't make the mistakes I made.
Yeah. What mistakes do you think you made, man? Because you're like one of the most talented lyricist ever.
Thank you.
But
man,
a lot of guys
you.
Would maybe bracket you and say you're a mixtape artist, or maybe you didn't reach your full potential because lyrically you can take on the best that ever did it.
Thank
so
you.
What kind of mistakes did you make?
Well, one of the mistakes I made was, and I'm not ashamed to say this, I mixed you one. The first mistake you can't ever make in the music business, you never mix the streets with the industry. It's two different things.
Ooh.
So a lot of us come into the game and we listen to these artists and we think everything is real.
Yeah.
And,
you know, you can't do that. You got to be professional. You can't mix the two. So me being young, growing up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, One of the mistakes I made was I mixed the street with the music industry. Now I'm mature, I learned the business, and I'm a threat.
So even if people said you sold out, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. Just separate yourself from
the
streets.
They're going to say that regardless. The haters going to hate. Yeah. The haters hate, you know what I'm saying? You got to let the that's their job. They got to do their job. I'm doing my job.
That's honest, bro.
Papoose, bro, that's on honest. A side note, man, myself and my wife, like, we love you guys.
Thank you, man. You and let Remy me say Moore. This. I don't want to cut you off, man. I want to cut you off.
Yeah.
I always get so much love from Africa. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys that's from Africa, I always get so much love. And I appreciate that. So that's another reason why I can't wait to go.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so me and my wife, like, we watched your whole journey, like you and Remy Ma. Like, we think you're the couple, the best couple in the fucking world, bro. Like, your story is insane. But everybody wants to know, are you guys still together?
Shout out to Remy. She's doing her thing, man. But right now, it's all about the veto.
That's a no. Is that a no?
Nah.
If you guys are not together, hey, there's no hope for
hold
us.
Hold on, hold on. We're not going to do this because it's not what we're here for. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. It's not about. It's not a negative. You know what I mean? It's none of that.
Yeah.
But today we're here to discuss Emerson's. We're not here to discuss that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
We're here to discuss the release, Strawberries on Ice featuring DeVito, available now on all digital platforms.
Because, yeah. Saul, if they're no longer together, bro, there's no hope for us, bro.
There ain't no hope for us,
they're
bro.
The perfect couple in the world, man.
Yeah.
We out here, man. We're still coming at you live from L.A. at the BT Awards. And right now we're hanging out with the queen, not just of Venda, but of South Africa.
Our very own.
Our very own. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for my Karate. Karanzi, you just rocked the stage.
Yes.
I could tell the stage was a bit weird for you, but you killed it nonetheless.
Yeah, I had no choice because of everywhere I go, I have to make sure that people they must ask who's that bitch or beautiful lady or that goat or whatever. I want people to ask who's that person.
Yeah.
So I have to do that. I don't care whether they know me or they don't know me. I have to leave a mark.
Mara, how are you feeling, man? Because last time we spoke, you hadn't been nominated for a BET award. Now you are. What's going on? I'm sure you're losing your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, when I got this news, actually, I thought it's those people who scam people. But there's a flight, you know what I mean? Yeah, but it was in disbelief, you know, actually because of it was just within that period, your name is management. And, you know, a lot of artists, they believe that management, they are the one who can rule everything on your career. So for me, I was like, let me just do music. Actually, when it comes to awards and everything, I don't give up. They'll block me. But I'm like, you know what? Let me just continue to do music and drop music. The rest, if it's for me, they will come. But actually, BET, honestly, now I don't know things. I don't know celebrities, honestly.
Yeah.
My management, they were forcing me to take pictures with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Would take it for PR. I'm like, who's this? I didn't know. So I don't know things, honestly. So even BET, I just know the name or also of Famarat. They will reward is happening. So when I hear about it, I Googled it. But what is this? I'm like, wow, okay. Meaning you're the chosen one then.
Yeah.
So I was in disbelief until they can prove themselves or yes, we are.
Yeah.
The one and we want you to come. Yeah.
Beautiful, Penduka.
What do you think it's about, like your music that, you know, because beautifully so, you sing in your vernacular language, but here you are getting an international nod, you know, from the BETs. What do you think it is that people connect with it that even those that can't understand still love what you're doing?
I think with me, this proves that people, they don't care where you're coming from, what you do. They care about you being yourself. Every year, every day, people, they want new things. I think I'm the new thing to the world. That's why I'm nominated. Nothing, like, there's nothing special about everything. The special thing, Dihori, I'm being myself. I don't try to be anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm just moving in my own lane, you know. I've been here doing music, there was Kwaito, you know, before people, they can know Makazi, but then I was in the street. When I come to the game, there was Gom. Now there's my piano, but still Makazi is still there. It's because of what I'm being myself and I don't do competition. I'm just being myself, Njay. That's why I'm here today.
That must be crazy, man. So Asoli is a spot in Venda where I come from. Yeah, Kwasoli. It's like the wretchedest place you've ever been. Have you ever been to a wretched place?
Yeah.
It's worse than that. And she used to perform there, and here she is performing in LA. Like, God works in mysterious ways, man.
Yeah, God loves us all. Hana favor, you know? because of like, I'm too emotional, you know, because I didn't know they're going to ask that question. Mm-hmm. You always say it, but I was not expecting it. Actually, I was performing in a truck. When a speaker as well. You know those speakers where they where they put them in a sitting room at home to play my choir?
Yeah.
So I was performing with those speakers on top of the truck. You know, I feel like actually I'm where I am because of I believed in myself and I enjoy music and I enjoy performing. I don't even listen to any criticism, whatever.
Criticism.
So, yeah, you know, I feel like I'm coming far. Hey, even myself now, I can't even explain why I'm where I am today. Only God can tell why, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you have been through a lot. Like, I mean, some things we know, you've changed certain management, record labels. And I'm sure there were people who were like, without us, you're not going to make it very far. And here you are at the BETs. Like, what would you say to the people who thought your career wouldn't work out without them?
Honestly speaking, those people, some of them I have heard them, I've seen them tweeting about me, texting about me. But one thing that I believe is I will never forget where I'm coming from and where I started. So where I started, those people who criticize or who doesn't believe, they were not there.
Yeah.
So I will never let them to take me down because of they don't know where I'm coming from.
Exactly.
So I must continue with my journey. But one thing for sure is if you believe in yourself and you don't listen to criticism. So you go far, you understand? Because of, and not everyone will wish you the best. You're not money where everyone can like you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so me and I just go in my own lane. You know, actually with me, when it comes to music, I don't have even a genre. I just jump on a beat, I sing whatever, as long as it's good, the melody is good, I go with it.
Yeah. Arda Bangad's BT Awards. So you're nominated for Best International Act.
Best Newcomer.
International
Newcomer.
Act.
Okay, who are you up against? Unanyi?
Tyler ICU.
Okay.
ICU, yes. Yeah.
Asake.
Some Bella from Brazil.
Bella.
She was performing.
Yeah.
But
so Ramona. Ramona.
Hey, Bella.
Unanyi futhi. So who else am I missing?
Namu one of our Brazili ane unanga followership ya kopono muchuwa rongo.
Seriously.
Let me get it.
Hey. How about when I'm population in Jesus bad bad.
Hey, what would that
say? Hey, so also post a picture. 50,000 comments.
So you're up against, this is Viewer's Choice Best New International Act.
Yeah.
It's Bella from the UK,
okay.
Yes.
Not Brazil. It's, is it Cristal or Cristel from the UK?
Yes.
Duquesa from Brazil. Holy G from France. Asmaz Labant. Jungeli from France. Asmaz. Makazi! Africa. Representing Africa. What? Marabasiye Labant. Why am I pala UK, mara when I'm pala Africa? It's South Africa, but it's Africa.
Yeah.
Then it's
okay.
It's Oruam from Brazil. Say Vibes, Africa. Then Tyler ICU.
Yeah.
So it's Say Vibes, Tyler ICU, and Makadze, people representing Africa. The rest are from France and Brazil.
So if we win, and when I say we, as Makadze, because you know we love you here on podcasting.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
If we win, what does this mean for you and your career?
If I win, it's going to be like a stamp, the first stamp, actually, in my career because of, remember, BET is not like our hours where you have to submit a form to be nominated.
Yes.
They just choose you. So the nomination itself, it means a lot to me because I'm the chosen one because they choose you. But if I win, I've never hosted a one-human show in South Africa.
Yes.
I'm going to host it to celebrate this because this means a lot to my career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we be there? Because we identify as women.
No,
sometimes.
You must be there, of course. It's a man.
No, listen, man. Please, let's pray for the award so you can bring it home.
Yes.
Who's going to pray? Do you want to pray? Or
I can pray.
You can pray. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home.
Look at her career.
Okay, Ari.
Because here she ran the ote. Ndikovara bela zvino ndikuva huwerera zvino ndikore pane vana manda nendinge sokot tuwa uvayani 24 hours yothe ndi kho travelera uri ndi ume ndi sina wadi ndi vhone vho mpusha ho vho mpha u manda uri ndi namele heila flight ndi kolode tshelede nda koloda hone uri ndi renge flight ndi swike fhano vha tshi khou ḓivha ro tevhela zwifhio so zwe nda tevhela zwone vhane vha ḓivha kha vha mphe zwone ndi yena zwo hayani ndi host one human show zwi tshi konadzee iye Polokwane Peter Mkava Stadium ndi vha vhidze vhoṱhe vho make jiwe vhone vha ranga phanḓa vha heyi programme mara ngori ndi khou zwi amba ndi khou zwi bula ngori ndi a believer khore vhone vha thekhisa lulimi lwanga na zwine nda amba zwone vha ḓo zwi pfha vha mpha maanḓa zwa itea. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, you had to borrow money to come here?
Yeah.
No way.
You know, I'm going through a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
You know, it's not a secret. Yeah. I was in the newspapers, whatever. I think last year somewhere. Mm. I don't know who sold me out.
Yeah.
I feel like this sort of things is like someone's going to spice you and so
boom, boom, boom.
God tarnish that, oh, you know.
Yes.
So, every man that I get in my monthly, actually, I'm paying SARS.
Mm.
So I end up not having money for myself.
Mm.
So for me to get come here, I have to go to my show and he said to show me because of month end this month. No matter there is a BET or yes.
Mm.
So they have to borrow money for me so I can have a business class and come here.
Yes, yes.
Because beside everything, I must be a superstar that I am.
Of course.
You understand? So but because I believe in myself and my career, I'm like, let me just do everything and come here.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the BET guys bring you guys. I thought they pay
no,
for
no,
you
no.
to
come. They just nominate you. Oh, and they honestly, we appreciate that, like I said, they just choose you. So choosing you, it means a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So for you to come here, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But everything, they will cater you accommodation.
Everything.
But flies, they can't fly.
Oh, yeah, you have to come here. Okay. Yes. Penduka, before she leaves, you got a question?
Nah, man, you're an inspiration. Shout out to you, man. You know, from starting out in the back of the truck, now you don't even need a coach. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Very much,
very much.
All the best, man.
Shout out, inspiration.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special man in the building, a guy that made this all possible, the reason we are here.
Yeah.
Please give it up for the senior. See, I got to even read because your title is so crazy.
Yo, he there. It's long.
The senior vice president and GM of Paramount Africa and lead BT International.
Yeah, just a regular guy from Soweto, you know?
Yeah.
Edube.
Make some noise for Monday Twala!
Shout out, man! Twala!
Bro, how do you even get to that title? Like what did you do to get where you are now, bro?
I'm a dreamer, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it starts there. It starts with a dream.
Mm.
It starts with a dream and then action.
So do you have like any media background? Like, did you start in media and then work your way up?
Do you have the whole day?
No, just make it brief. Yeah,
yeah, man, just a quick
if you have the whole
your journey.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, I've been in the game for a while, man. I know I look 16, but it's those jeans. It's those jeans. Thank you, mom. Ngibonga botwala. I think I've been in the industry for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, started off at SABC.
Okay.
You know, I studied marketing, you know, and then evolved into broadcasting through just also my network, you know. I do come from a family which is kind of media darlings, you know. So my different members of my family were in the space, and through that, navigating that space, found myself working at the SBC, I was doing tours at the SABC.
Wow.
So you know those guys who take people around the SABC?
And show you the studios.
This is the studio.
Yes.
This is Studio 5 Generations.
Wow,
this is that. So I was that guy.
Yeah.
But because of my corporate communications background, I had to learn a lot about the role of the public broadcaster and its deep meaning. And I actually took that to heart because I always say people don't watch television purely for entertainment.
Mm.
You know, they watch television to escape from, for escapism.
Whatever they're going through.
They watch entertainment. They watch TV for exposure to the world.
Yeah, so, I think entertainment in general, even radio. You know,
It's just how you can frame the world from your own perspective, and it's information, it's communication, it's information. So I fell in love with that.
Mm.
Then I fell in love with creativity. You know, I fell in love with the idea of building from scratch, you know? So starting a production from scratch, whether it's a reality show or whether it's a drama, scripted, unscripted. So I started there. You know, I started in the base and grew, went on and worked for ETV.
We know where you come from.
You know? So you know, created all these amazing franchises.
Yeah.
You know, at ETV, focused ETV into the local space. You know, spent 17 beautiful years in my life. You know, running a beautiful business that was innovative, bold, irreverent.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know, I'm not surprised you end up in this
space.
I think at the time it was about how we differentiate ourselves.
Yeah.
Fast Track created all these things: Rhythm City, Scandal, Backstage. You name them. You know. You know, did sports rights. You know, so.
Wow.
Got to learn the back end of the business, the commercial end, the rights management, the IP, creating IP from scratch. So fell in love with all of that. And the Soweto boy in me keeps on dreaming, you know. So then it was about, okay, cool, you've done that. You kind of done your part. How do you stretch this thing? And it was about then pushing it forward. And I was like, okay, cool, the rest of the world. Where can I go, you know? And we all watched Superman. We all watched Rabubi.
Yeah.
You know, we all watched Demand van Staal. And Hollywood was like, okay, cool. How do I now break into a global market?
Bro, but it seemed so far-fetched at that time because it's not as accessible as it is now, you know, with social media, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Far-fetched. But I think it's about being intentional. I've always been someone who's intentional about where I want to go, what I want to do, and who I collaborate with.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been bold, so I take a lot of risks.
Yeah.
My bosses don't necessarily always in agreement with me.
Yeah.
But I do. I take risks. I take the gaps, but I lean on calculated risks.
Yeah.
You know, so I do my research. I know what's popping, the trends. You know, talking to the idea that we all can't just paint pictures.
Got you.
You have to be inspired. Why are you painting a picture?
Mm.
But you also have to define who you're painting the picture for. So that defines the market.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also staying ahead of the market, knowing, you know, podcast and chill. Those are the guys you need to partner with. Let me go podcast and chill instead of doing the usual that you do.
Exactly.
So it's always about, and I think that's the calling for all of us in the creative space is to not fall in love with our own ideas and collaborate and partner and listen. So I grew up very shy, by the way. So everyone thinks, hey, Monday. No, I actually grew up very shy, very private. But that's the beauty about creativity. If you lean on your ears and listen to...
You can express.
What are people saying? What are the trends? You know, Which team is it, Chiefs or Pirates? But why? You know? What gets people moving? Feeling.
Emotion.
Emotion. Yeah. You know, music, pop culture. If you're ahead of the trends and you are listening to the market, you then shift, you know? So similarly, like how you guys, you know, I had a meeting with Sbu.
DJ Sbu.
I had a meeting with Sbu a couple of days ago before I got here. And, you know, Sbu, I love Sbu.
Yeah.
He's an innovator.
100%.
He's abstract.
Yeah.
And unforgiving in terms of, you know, he's not making an apology for being different.
Yes.
But he's always dared to go into space.
He revels in that. Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that. I love that because normal is no longer a thing. You know? The world is not normal right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So the world requires us to be nimble, flexible, and a lot more dynamic in our approach. And I love that.
Let's chat about the BET Awards, man, because you're from Ekar. So you know in SA, we worship anything American, right?
Yeah.
And for me, I've watched the BETs on TV numerous years, but it's my first time here getting to experience it. You get to see, like, this thing is huge. It's a monster, bro. So how big are these awards, and like how does that filter into a South African artist so they can like understand like this thing is crazy?
They don't call it culture's biggest night for no reason. It is really culture's biggest night. The BT Awards is a global celebration. It's massive. An elevation. We celebrate excellence. We celebrate creativity, you know, and diversity. Mm. So we lean on diversity in terms of just celebrating artists from all over the world, you know. And the awards have come far. I mean, BET. You see, when your blood is red. silly Monday. But I mean, I think over the years, we've had to shift with the times, you know. For example, the global African culture. The culture is global, you know. So look at Afrobeats, how far it's come.
Yeah.
Look at Amapiano, how far it's come. Mm. Just today, you know, on stage, you saw artists from the Netherlands.
Yeah, Brazil.
From Brazil.
Yeah. France.
From France. Man. South Africa. Yeah. You know, so the UK, you know. So, and this is discovery for me, which is beautiful. Mm. You know, I was taught by my grandmother, learning, being a Soweto boy, learn one English word a day. So, basically dictionary. Fune one way. You know.
Utamtan, okay.
And then you regurgitate the word until you know what it means.
Yeah.
But today I'm teaching my kids to learn one song a day.
Oh, shit.
So I've evolved that heritage.
Are they my songs or soul songs? Which songs are you talking about?
Good luck, guys. Good luck. Hey, sorry, I love you, but good luck.
Our name will come up one podcast a day. We are teaching them one podcast a day. Yeah?
One podcast.
We're going to be the first podcast to learn.
I love it.
When they're 18, of course.
I love it. So that's heritage.
Yeah.
But heritage needs to travel.
Mm.
Generations need to evolve. Mm. You know. So I'm inspired by those things, and that's what gets me in this.
Yeah.
In this arena where I'm able to collaborate, partner with, you know, on the creative side with the global community.
Mm.
I'm able to provide a bridge for the culture to connect across all our key international markets.
Mm.
Funny thing is, African Americans actually want to connect with the continent.
Bro, it's crazy, right?
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
You know?
And you gotta come in to see it. There's so much appetite.
Dalabati, the motherland.
Yeah.
The motherland. But it is real.
We were interviewing Papoose earlier before you came, and we're like, yo, so many South Africans wanna come to America. And he's like, yo, so many Americans wanna go to Africa.
Yeah.
It's insane, right? So
yeah. So through this platform, I've been enabled, you know, to then create more partnerships that create that, you know, sitting here today, you guys are here, you guys are then extending that connection.
Exactly.
Into multiple other mediums and
homes,
platforms.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? We, you know, through entertainment, we actually impact the world, we impact lives. You know, it sounds a bit cliche and so PC to say, but it's a lived experience.
What's the lay of the land like right now? The appetite for African, not just music, fashion, whatever. What's going on?
Let me tell
like,
you, Makosa just launched a store in New York.
Yeah,
Soho, yeah.
Guys, it doesn't get better than that. You know, so we need to understand that we also need to get into this mindset of producing in rands, but earning in dollars.
Woo!
Or euros. We need to shift this thing, you know. Podcast and Chill must be an international platform.
Mm.
You know, it's important to win at home.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's the foundation.
That's the foundation because that energy and following carries you forward.
Mm.
But you need to aspire to how do we become the best, podcast. In
the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
So how do we now go take over the EMAs, guys?
Mm.
Hint, hint.
Mm.
Now, don't do anything for my life.
Hey.
What do you think? I'm businessing whilst I'm businessing. Yeah. So, but it's like, how do we now, you know, the EMAs are in Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Why not?
Let's go to the EMAs. Mm. And because that's Europe, you know. Yeah. Let's go to Brazil, you know, where there's other properties that we have as Paramount, the Meows, you know, or MTV franchises. The VMAs happen in New York. These are money can't buy experiences, but you are now bringing it back to your center. But at the same time, you're differentiating your brand, you're differentiating your platform because it's excess.
Yeah.
It's excess. 100%. I mean, you saw it tonight.
It's insane.
It's insane. It's people from everywhere. Yeah. They're all dressed up. They love looking good. And it feels like your home.
It feels
so familiar.
The energy is crazy.
It feels so familiar.
But please,
because it's marketing.
Please describe to the chillers, man. I need you to describe, because we hear these phrases like, the world is looking at Africa now. But like, it's for real, man. Like, even to the food, bro. Like, it's insane. Can you just explain, like, what's going on? Like,
I think we've always known that Africa and African culture, because I don't like saying Africa, because I also don't want to make it so exclusive to Africa, because I think it's, for me, African culture is global, you know? You find Africans are everywhere. All over the world you find Africans, you know? And they bring that level of culture. So it's in the food. You know, there's something soulful about how we wine and dine. We wine and dine in together. We create meals in a very... It's seven colors.
Yeah.
Sabang is seven colors. That's creativity.
Yeah.
That's creativity.
On a plate.
It's dynamic. It's different colors and cooked differently. And so, you know, our creativity in our fashion, you know, you look at Nigeria, you look at Kenya, you look at the Ghanaian Kente cloth. These are new narratives, new stories. And it's all about storytelling, to be honest, because culture is about storytelling. And we are the center of storytelling. We're the cradle of storytelling, you know. And I was at Cannes Lions. You know, I'm a juror for the Cannes Lions. And I saw a lot of work from a lot of places except from Africa.
Wow.
I think there was one project that won. It was called, but it was not even an African project. It was just produced by some African producers and South African producers and Afghanistan and US, you know, directors came together to create this amazing program called We Are Ayenda. We Are Ayenda is a beautiful, and you guys must watch it. It's about the Afghanistan women's soccer team that was banished from women who were banished from playing football, and it was documented on WhatsApp it's a WhatsApp documentary that was on Amazon. That story was all documented on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
it's literally how they got out of the country using WhatsApp.
Jeez.
Basically telling you that WhatsApp is very secure it's a secure platform. You know, the privacy between me and
end to end encryption.
So, but it's how can we now? I think now the time has come for us to globalize this magic.
Okay.
There's a market out there.
Yeah.
They want our stories. They want us to paint pictures. Let's give it to them, guys, because that's what we do.
How do we do that? Is that by going out of the country? Because I feel like a lot of artists, especially in SA, are so comfortable.
Win at home.
Nah.
Win at home, guys. Win at home, go out. Like I said, I'd like to teach the next generation of us.
Yes.
The simplicity of how do we create value at home and monetize it in a higher currency like a dollar and a euro.
Ah, got you.
But when do you know, though, when you won at home? Because we've seen some artists that we think have done everything there is to do, but they're still at home. And that even sounds me. And they're probably using that as an excuse that I'm trying to win everything at home. And then you get someone like Gela Duma, you know what I mean? Like he's gone. Trevor Noah, who didn't bother with Orlando Stadium, fill Orlando Stadium and this and that. He just left.
Yeah. I think it's about, you know, we get too comfortable, I think. You know, so I think there's a challenge in our creative sector where people think they've made it because they now have a million
yes.
Followers.
Yes.
And brands are coming to them to say they are selling those million
yeah.
followers.
Yeah.
But you know, you're leaving so much on the table.
Mm.
There's a potential another million elsewhere.
In dollars.
In dollars. In euros.
Mm.
So why are you not... You can always default to home.
Yeah.
But I think creativity for me is something that is shared.
Because when
creativity is emotive. Creativity is special. So why are we not then win at home, but then break border using your product? Because there's a market out there.
Mm.
There's a market out there. And I think your example is also because many people have come. Some have become comfortable, but they've laid the foundation. And then the market is saturated now.
Mm.
Where does MacG go
yeah.
when the market is saturated?
Yeah.
You need to look elsewhere
yeah.
and create a market in Nigeria.
Mm. No, I feel like I speak to a lot of Nigerians, and I think we need to push the narrative of South Africans traveling. I think we don't travel enough.
Because we don't travel enough.
You know, we got our independence 30 years ago, but if you look at other African countries, they've been traveling way before that.
For hundreds of years.
Yeah. And I think it's about traveling. Because someone was saying, like, dude, there's so much appetite for Amapiano, for example, in America, like,
yep.
let's just say New York.
Yeah.
If we would have DJs who just come and camp here for a month, they could make so much money, but no one wants to do that.
There's a new there's the concept now of residency.
Yes, yes.
So why are our top acts not saying, hey, there's 12 months in the year.
Yes.
There's seasonality at play.
Mm.
I'm chasing the sun.
Yes. Like a black coffee. Yeah. Mm.
So you chase the sun.
Yeah.
At a specific time, it's winter now in SA back
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Why chase the sun?
Yeah.
It's summer in Europe.
Mm.
It's summer in the US.
Mm.
Go to South America. Chase the sun.
Yeah.
Chase summer. Because now you become a brand and you know it's the wave. You know what's it called? Heat wave.
Yes. Yeah.
You go where the heat is because that's when people are out there dancing. Winter people are closed in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's read the markets. You know, I remember in the UK, house music was popping.
Yeah.
And house, and I say South African house music was popping. I remember leaving home, going on business in the UK, and I would go to clubs or, you know, especially clubs. Go to Brixton.
Mm.
Small Anyana club.
Mm.
But there's a South African DJ there playing.
For real?
You know, this was 90s.
Wow.
But the guys were going. Look at Afrobeat.
Mm.
Davido can fill up the O2 Arena
in the UK.
Hi, guys. Hey, Tina, what are we doing? Oh, we still want to go fill up a Chisanyam.
No. You see, the thing is, you're romanticizing the idea, right, of chase the sun. But a lot of guys, there's a harsh reality that if you're in South Africa getting booked for, say, 100,000, 200K, you're going to possibly need to go to Ibiza and play for a fraction of that or even half of that. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of. You know, like, now me lose your key, say, not take five guys on a business flight that you normally travel with because you don't have a market wherever you're going. You're still introducing yourself. And that's where the biggest fear is.
Earning your stripes is part of life.
Yep.
You and know, starting like, being small again.
No, sometimes you have to take two steps back to leap ahead of the game. You know, so of course, when you open up the market, Davido didn't go straight from being, or Burner Boy.
Yeah.
Or they didn't go straight from being top in Nigeria to leapfrogging to then selling out at the O2.
Mm.
You know, like, there are 60, 70, 80,000 people
waiting for you,
buying your ticket.
Mm.
You know, they didn't get there, but they had to take the knocks.
Mm.
They had to earn their stripes. Mm-hmm. Their proof of concept is important.
100%.
And I think for me, it's two-pronged. That's why I said it's important to win in your market because your market will always sustain you.
Yes.
But then you need you diversify your strategy as a musician, as an artist, as a painter, as an actor, try out new markets.
Mm.
You know, I always wonder why that South Africa has quite a high-end acting industry. We've got great actors.
Oh yeah, amazing.
Why don't you see our actors venturing into Nollywood?
Mm, which is a huge market.
It's
just a 5-hour flight.
Massive market.
So why are you not engaged? No, just go to Nollywood and partner with Nollywood producers and act in Nollywood and be big in Nigeria.
Mm.
No, they want to first be big in South Africa, then they want to leapfrog to come and be big in LA, in Hollywood.
Mm. And it doesn't work like that.
Doesn't work like that. There are other elements. Your accent.
Mm.
You know? Your network.
Mm.
No. Go to Nigeria and win in Nigeria.
Mm.
Go to Lagos, do a movie in Lagos, start there. Become, this thing needs to go in phases.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll use my own career, guys. I worked at home. I got to a time where ETV was launching ENCA.
Yes.
ENCA, we launched ENCA, it went all the way to London.
Mm.
Because it was a Pan-African product that we created. We launched ETV in Ghana, where the infrastructure is not the same as having a Centec. No, you put up your own infrastructure.
For real.
So we have to learn new markets.
Yeah.
But that does mean sometimes you have to take two steps back and humble yourself to say, I'm investing in myself. I don't think we invest in ourselves.
I agree.
100%. We need to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
You guys came here.
We invested,
We invested.
Mm,
clean.
Mm,
You didn't wait for someone to say, hey. You didn't go do the song and dance. You said you were intentional about where you want to go.
100%.
And how you want to differentiate yourself.
Mm.
Yes, you have to take the knock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've now created a new stream.
Mm.
A new pipeline.
Mm.
And I think creativity is that. The creative economy, I'm so focused on the creative economy as a tool that can just unshackle us, man. Think differently.
Mm.
Let's be exposed.
Sure.
Mm. You know, sometimes you don't have to fly business class.
Mm.
Just ngena njegu, ngena taxi, shy taxi. Ngikibelili taxi, guys.
Yeah.
Ngikibelili.
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago, man. Come on.
I tried.
I want to go back to the BT. Was like, how does it work with the nominees? How do you guys choose them? Like, if I'm an artist watching right now, how can I make sure that I'm on the nominee list next year? Is it as simple as just having a big song?
No, obviously you have to win. Numbers don't lie. So you have to drive your numbers. You have to. There's the criteria is quite broad. It's your numbers.
Yes.
Your social.
Impact.
Your social reach.
Yeah.
Obviously, the popularity, the sales you drive. So it's a combination of things.
Gotcha.
You know? It's also your resonance. Mm. You know? That's why I said, if you're big in South Africa, it doesn't mean that, and you did the song of the year in South Africa.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it now makes you a Pan-African global artist.
Yes.
You are big in South Africa.
Yes.
Okay? So what you need is that now, how do you then build your project into a more Pan-African project.
Yeah.
But I feel like TikTok is changing that.
TikTok is creating access.
Okay.
You know, so it's access. So we also have to be educated about how we leverage social media, how we leverage these new platforms.
Yes.
To drive our visibility and you know, it's promotion, guys.
Yeah.
Promote your stuff.
Yeah.
But discover new markets.
Mm.
You know, the other piece is about collaboration. You know, so I'm a big collaborator.
Mm.
If you know that you wanna, you've done a hit song in, and we saw this with
Jwalaba,
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, yes.
Let's use Jerusalem as an example.
Yeah.
Big hit. What happened? Burna Boy.
Yeah.
Burna Boy jumped on hit, did a remix, that then went global.
Different level, yeah.
That went global. So you see now that team had a strategy, a clear strategy. We're winning at home. Next piece is, then how do we then expand it, make it a Pan-African hit?
Mm.
And then it became a global hit.
Mm. Mm.
The timing was also great. It was COVID.
Everybody's home, man.
Everyone was home. So you had to think about, I've invested in a piece of music and paid a production studio to create this thing. Where am I releasing it?
Mm.
So I need to be on TikTok.
Mm.
Right now.
Yeah, no, you
brands need to be on TikTok.
Yeah,
flavor of the...
If you're not on TikTok, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? Mm. Even if, you know, you have to try, look at the dance trend.
Yeah.
Look at how people are just picking up dance trends.
Yeah.
You know, so the culture is so rich, guys. And I think it's, for me, it's about
we are enabled. AI is going to be very interesting.
Yay! Let's not even start there, bro.
It's going to be interesting. How that tech is going to change.
Yeah.
How you get your information out.
Out there, yeah.
Because you can get it on your phone. My 18-year-old just taught me how to use WhatsApp AI.
Just crazy.
A few weeks ago. Yeah. I'm like, hey, it's your vote. It's the first time she went to vote.
Wow.
She says, oh, Dad, my vote is my
secret.
Not here. Who's paying the roof?
then we
get into a conversation about, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Manifesto. She said, Dad, why are you taking out your computer?
Yeah.
She said, no, just take out WhatsApp. Types it in. I'm like, wow.
Wow, yeah.
So I think it's also we have to be teachable. We have to listen. That's why I said listening to the younger generations, where they go, where they platform. And in the musical space, we have to, in the creative space, we have to listen to the market.
Mm.
The market dictates where we need to go.
Yeah. I think AI is going to make authenticity more valuable. Like, because you're going to have to be able to stand out from all the noise.
You're going to have to stand out from the noise.
AI can make the music also.
It can replicate anything.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think audiences and listeners and the market that loves this culture globally is looking for authenticity and uniqueness.
Mm.
So I don't think we can replace that, you know?
Mm.
I'm proud where we are. I think you listen, the BT brand is growing. It resonates internationally. There are pockets of amazing, amazing talent that we are interacting with. We're giving them a platform.
Yeah.
You know, we obviously have to play their music. The other criteria, we have to play your music. So you have to knock on the door, open the door, we play your music. Because if your music is seen, you know, and these days we use algorithms, we use tools, you know, research tools.
Yeah.
You know, on radio, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just, a playlist is determined by what people want.
Of course.
And who gets the most plays is determined by how many hits they get.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's Radio Master and all these tools that we all use to lean on insights to inform what we do. That's how our platforms get. You know, MTV Base is the number one youth music channel on the continent.
Wow.
You know, we've taken over everyone. Mm. We are untouchable. Not damn, bragging, bro. But once again, I'm doing the business.
While doing the business.
We
go to the BTOs for the first time this Sunday, bro. Yo, what can you expect,
man? I'm not
talking about Khosa. I'm not talking about Khosa. I already have my outfit. It's in combis.
Master, maybe cut this cloth, Nyana. I give you half, guys.
My wife chose this, eh? I'm wearing my Khosa, bro. No lie.
I trust
Khosa.
Yeah, man. I don't know what Saul's wearing. What are you wearing?
I'm so proud of Laduma. He's
he's crazy, man. Yeah, this is what I'm wearing. This is what I'm wearing.
So boy, na boy, Skogan.
I got the last one. This was the last one. Kibo, if you know, you know.
Let me see, man.
No, you know. Signature.
Okay. This looks dope, man.
What can you expect, bro?
No, listen. You can expect a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of heat.
Oh yeah, they told us it's gonna be hot.
It's gonna be very hot on Sunday. But listen, you guys are in a very amazing spot. You're at the corner of the red carpet. So everyone literally culminates in our media corner.
Yeah.
So you'll get to grab and push
whoever.
I mean, you're gonna get the creme de la creme of hip hop, the creme de la creme of R&B.
Wow.
You know, the BT Awards, you know, you get African American actors that we know. And then obviously all our nominees are gonna walk the red carpet.
Yes.
So it's really an amazing space, you know.
Man.
It is intimidating.
Is it?
So the red carpet is a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
So don't be intimidated.
It's a good thing we have some local
Please show
beer,
up for
yeah.
me. Please show up for me. Nigga, I be shy. I'll be on Sabugo. Will Smith. That will look drawn. Hey, guys. It's Eta.
Eta.
What's up? Stand up.
Yeah, yeah, just
excuse me. Eta. Zogala Yisan.
Hey, my Willies.
My
Willies. Okay. So I think, listen, it's a great opportunity to also do it your way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just do it your way.
Yeah.
Use the time, use the experience to to just do your thing in your way, in your style. It's that's creativity.
Appreciate you,
know,
you
and,
man.
And I'm super proud. I'm proud about where we are. Mm. I'm proud about what's coming. Mm. And I think once again we are in that innovative space of thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
I appreciate creatives. You guys, I think you've created an amazing, you know, safe space for yourselves to really just flourish as a platform.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't compete with TV shows.
Yeah.
I don't compete with channels, channel brands. No, I compete with audiences now. I compete with this little thing called a phone.
Yeah.
Because now audiences,
eyeballs.
Audiences are generating their own content.
Yeah.
And audiences out there want to see original, authentic content.
Yeah.
That's not like a perfect styled pin-up thing.
But that's why, like, our collaboration is so monumental. It's so powerful because not at any point did you guys say we must change the way we do things.
No.
You know, it's a collaboration, you know
No, it's really about leaning in on the authenticity of what you do.
Yeah.
You've got a great following. And let me tell you, me, I don't even worry about you guys. Mm. I worry about your audiences.
Yeah.
Because they want you guys to deliver to the promise.
Oh,
you promise to be, to have your own signature.
Yeah.
Keep your own signature.
Week in, week out.
Some people might not like it. But tough. Don't watch me.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, so I like that. Mm. I like that because then that's rooted in what creativity should be about.
The essence,
You know, we need to, leverage creativity to just allow ourselves to just get different perspective on things. Otherwise, imagine if someone can see... You know, see la. No, we need to be everywhere. And I think there's an expectation globally that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You know, globally I'm seeing, you know, the market saying we want more purpose-led, authentic content that's going to impact us. You know,
beautiful.
So that's why TikTok is just flying.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Because it's like anything goes.
Mm.
You get news on TikTok, by the way.
You get everything.
You get music on TikTok.
Entertainment.
You get entertainment on TikTok in a different way.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm excited by how we what technology allows us.
Yeah.
You know? I'll tell you, I'm archaic. I remember to come out to these kind of shoots. You needed a truck. Which was gonna cost you lots of money. You needed a crew with
30, 50 people.
No! You know, like, you're bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know? But I love how we all leveraging technology today.
Yeah.
It's enabling us to get into rooms and get into spaces that we would not necessarily get into because of the investment, bottleneck, you know?
Love it.
Now you can actually go do something, do it, come back, give proof of concept and say, look, I did it.
Boom.
And guys, we have to do things.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to teach the next generation, that's coming after us. We're going to teach them to be a lot more intentional about doing.
Yeah.
Not talking.
Yeah. Not talking.
Not talking. We had one meeting, guys.
Yeah. That's
one meeting.
Yeah.
We had one meeting.
Yeah.
And it was, okay. All right. Cool. We tried different things.
Yeah.
But we made it work.
Love it,
you know, but it's in the doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's about how do we enable each other. And guess what? They'll come.
Hey,
we are waiting.
Pendika, you got a last question?
Yeah. Man, I'm curious, bro. I mean, you work for Paramount, BET, but I noticed DSTV is tanking. They've lost like $4 billion in profits. They're losing subscribers. What does that mean for BET since a lot of people consume BET via DSTV?
No, listen, I think the industry is in general, globally, this is not unique to us.
Mm.
Globally, the industry is changing. Streaming has come into play. It's created new dynamics. Audiences are shifting from platform to platform.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm bullish when it comes to the importance of linear television on the continent. Because I know where I come from.
Yeah. And the impact it has.
And I know the impact it has. Mm. You know, data is still quite expensive in our markets.
Yeah.
So access. The importance of access is still very heavily leaning on linear television.
Yeah.
Watching television is very communal.
Mm.
As Africans, we are communal in our approach, you know. Mm. You know, you can go watch your own TV and your own phone. And, hey, Marup, you get bored when, you know? Mm. So content is also shareable.
Mm.
Content is dialogue. Did you see?
Listen,
log on there, check my G.
Yeah.
He's on the BT award. Did you see it? You didn't see it, no. Content is shareable. Yeah. You know, so I'm a great believer that in everything we do, there's still a very, very long, long road, you know.
Yeah.
And the dynamics is that, you know, everything will always fluctuate.
Yeah.
The good times and the bad times. But I think if we are, I think the continent is still deep. It's deep, 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 deep in terms of we haven't even scratched the barrel.
Yeah,
in terms of mining, mining our platforms and mining new audiences to come to our platforms.
Mm.
And yes, everything else is changing. You know, everything else is changing. We like I said, there's no normal is no longer a normal thing. Yeah. Abnormal is the new normal.
100%.
If COVID taught us one thing, is that you know, so we all are coming up with new strategies to entertain, inform, engage audiences. Everything must rate, everything must sell, must be shareable,
must move, you know,
must move. You know, so and then let's look for new markets. You know, let's look for new content ideas, new creative ideas to expand the story, you know. So there's still a great future, I think, from an African context,
right?
You know, you know, streaming is a thing. So but streaming is also a subscription.
Yeah.
There's an affordability issue.
Mm,
it's a subscription, plus you have to have the capacity
the connectivity.
And
connectivity.
Connectivity.
And not everyone is that privileged, yeah.
You know, so there's still a huge market.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, I'm not to, you know, downplay elitist thinking that, you know, everything must be commercial. And no, we still have a lot of work to do and a lot of people who depend on normal TV, normal linear TV.
Yeah.
You know, of course, on-demand TV is growing.
Yeah.
And there's multiple other strategies, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I'm seeing this happen globally. It's not anything that's unique to our market, you know. I think Africa has a slightly nuanced differentiation, but it's happened everywhere else. You look at South America, you look at even the UK. You look at, you know, platforms like the BBC, et cetera, et cetera. You know, these are platforms that still have to deliver entertainment and services to people who don't have access.
Bro, I wanted to ask you, man, you've been in the US for quite some time, you know, for business and stuff. Was there anyone that ever, like, made you starstruck when you met them?
Oh, man. Like
a Beyonce, a Jay-Z?
No. You know what? I'm a football fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm a football fan. So I think the 1 year I bumped into Samuel Eto'o at the airport. You know, it was at the airport. And, you know, he's alone. He's waiting for his bags. And you do one check. I'm like, I know.
That's Eto'o, yeah.
You know, but I'm like... Okay. And I just gave him a nod.
Yeah. What's up, man? You gotta keep your G points up.
I should have done the eight. Wagwa. You know? I should have.
Yeah.
But I just gave him a nod.
But you've met Beyonce?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. You haven't met Beyonce. Okay.
No, I haven't met Beyonce.
Yeah.
Scary thought.
Kanye West?
No. Oh no. Scarier thought.
Monda, thank you so much for your time, man. Really,
I appreciate it, guys.
Man,
I appreciate it.
We're going to see you again next year, yeah?
We are moving.
Yeah.
No, aren't we going to Manchester?
Let's go to Manchester.
Oh, guys, you're slow.
You're slow. At the EMAs, man.
Lot. I tried to help. I tried to land it for you guys. Hit. Must I now? Let me go get you guys visas. Let me just go get you guys visas. UK visa.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate this, guys. Listen, let's continue to represent creativity of a new kind.
Yeah.
You know, let's not be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's adopt a shell.
Mm.
And new shells, you know, or shed our skin. It's okay, guys.
Yeah.
it's okay. Yeah. You know, it's onwards and upwards for our continent, for our country. I know we're going through the most right now.
It's crazy, right?
And that's where we are. I don't know where we are.
Hybrid, feminine.
We'll see if there's letters and emails on social tomorrow. I don't know how those things even leak. But listen, I strongly believe that, you know, Africa's future is in
this hand.
You know, it's really, really in these initiatives and this creative processes that allow us to just not to be too precious about who we think we are and allow ourselves to venture into new territories and markets. And that's how we're going to build this thing.
You know any strip clubs around here, man? We've been looking for strip clubs.
Sorry, mina umama wasendlini
uyashaya. Oh boy, no go to Nan La
Paz. Uyashayana.
It's thank you now, now.
Uyashayana.
I mean, I have a nice. Have a song.
Mamela, uyashayana. Agadlali, une tracker. Zambona lenda la.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Monday Twyla.
Putting me on the spot.
We are here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlasha lefiki. Ungoyiki, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.